An estimated 7% of American adults are diagnosed with major depression, but far more than that use the phrase, I'm depressed, to describe their moods. Cognoscenti commentator Jane Roper would like to correct that.
20 years ago, when I was 24, I had a job I loved, an active social life, and a boyfriend I adored. I was happy, and then one day, all of my joy and pleasure drained away. Simple tasks seemed hard, and even the smallest decisions felt oppressive. My body refused to move at its usual speed. I slept a lot. I told my first psychiatrist it felt like I was looking at the world through a dirty window. After I shared the history of depression in my family, father, grandfather, aunt, great-aunt, cousin, he confirmed what I'd begun to suspect. I was clinically depressed. This isn't the same as being sad or heartbroken or disappointed or in a rut. It's not even quite the same as grief. Depression is an illness that takes on a dark, anguished life of its own, which is why I wish people wouldn't say they're depressed when they're really not. There's still great stigma and misunderstanding about what depression actually is. Too many people think someone who is depressed should be able to snap out of it through soul-searching and willpower, exercise, or prayer. And these things often do work when it comes to unhappiness caused by normal problems, as my current psychiatrist likes to call them, things like breakups or family issues. But for those of us with major depression, they don't do squat. For me, medication is the only thing that has ever provided lasting relief. I've contended with several bouts of depression over the years, some much more severe than that first one in my 20s. Some episodes were so crippling, I was almost unable to function. Without the medications that now keep me on an even keel, I wouldn't be able to write this. I might not be here at all. I talk and write openly about my depression in hopes of reducing the stigma around the illness. And I never say I'm depressed unless I actually am.
Writer Jane Roper is the author of the novel Eden Lake and the memoir Double Time. She's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti.